This is GIS News. Coming up, government allocates $500 million for national health emergency response. St. Thomas cleanup activities scheduled for this Saturday, and Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller commends Red Stripe for commitment to Jamaica. Details after the break.
Empty dish drainers and keep refrigerator troughs dry. Punch holes in the bottom of tins before placing them in the garbage. A message from the Ministry of Health to prevent chikungunya.
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller says the government has tripled the funds allocated to the National Health Emergency Response in light of the outbreak of chikungunya. The money will be used to facilitate cleanup activities and other urgent needs of the Ministry of Health. The government had previously announced that $150 million was allocated in response to the chikungunya outbreak. However, speaking at a press conference Thursday, Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller said the allocation has increased to $500 million.
The increased expenditure is a step in the right direction, but this is not a problem that will be solved only by money. This is an urgent national task that must involve everyone. Our responsibility to ourselves, our families, and our country requires our personal involvement for the long haul.
Mr. Simpson-Miller says the National Solid Waste Management Authority, NSWMA, will play a critical role in ensuring that garbage collected during cleanup activities is removed from communities in a timely manner. In the meantime, Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson will lead a team of health workers, volunteers and community members in a cleanup activity in St. Thomas. This forms part of the Ministry of Health's strategies to reduce mosquito breeding sites and stem the spread of chikungunya and dengue fever. The Rudolph Elder Park in Morant Bay will be the central location for the day's activities. Copper Lane, Bath Gully, Bath, Cashebush and Chapel Hill in Port Morant, Browns Lane, South Avenue and Johnstone in Morant Bay, Blacksmith Lane Business Center in Seaforth, the Yellowstone Center and Trinityville will also be part of the cleanup exercise. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller has lauded local brewing company Red Stripe for its innovations and commitment to brand Jamaica. Mrs. Simpson-Miller was speaking at the official opening of the company's $750 million combined heat and power plant at its Spanish Town Road location earlier this week.
I'm witnessing here remarkable proof of Jamaican business innovation and vision. This is innovation that cannot be judged simply at local standards. This is world-class business transformation.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller says her faith has been renewed in the knowledge that Jamaican manufacturing is alive and well. She says while the government seeks to increase foreign direct investments, local direct investments from companies such as Red Stripe is important and vital for creating more jobs, raising productivity levels, and increasing the pace and scale of economic growth. The tri-generation plant was incorporated into production earlier this year and will provide electrical power, steam and chilled water to the brewery. And Finance and Planning Minister Dr. Peter Phillips is calling on Caribbean leaders to lobby the G20 nations for support to help the region overcome the lasting effects of the 2008 financial recession. Dr. Phillips says assistance promised in the wake of the recession has not materialized and Caribbean territories need to join forces to effectively lobby for increased support from the G20 nations as part of regional development plans. Dr. Phillips says regional countries need urgent support for debt relief, energy security, and climatic vulnerabilities.
In making the case that there needs to be mechanism developed to channel significant additional resources to stimulate this growth into the Caribbean, if we are to have any chance of actually escaping the vortex of the 2008 recession, I think we should not allow our small size to work against us in this regard, in our inability to mobilize a collective voice.
The finance minister was addressing a Caribbean breakfast and caucus meeting at the headquarters of the World Bank in Washington, D.C. Thursday. He's leading Jamaica's delegation to the 2014 annual International Monetary Fund and World Bank board meeting being held October 8 to 13. That was the GIS News. I'm Anthros Campbell.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.